It's such wonderful food. And I've always wondered why we don't have more of it here. It's really not that difficult. I can get in the kitchen and whip up a gumbo or an etouffee or a jambalaya.
Is that an offer? Because it sounds great.
if I could do it, you'd think there'd be more restaurants. But we really have a dearth of good New Orleans restaurants. Now, we just had another one open, a second location for Tibby's. The first Tibby's opened in Winter Park on Aloba Avenue 2.5 years ago. And so now they've opened up another one up in Altamont Springs. Both of the Tibby's are really fun with their decor. They've got a lot of things from Mardi Gras floats, you know, these huge molded heads. And most everything I had at Tibby's was really good. One really misguided thing, a muffaletta egg roll, the salami and the cheese and the pickle relish that you would have in the muffaletta sandwich, but put into an egg roll. Just not something you should get. So save the calories for the dessert because the bread pudding is pretty killer.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Now, we have a new place that has just opened recently called Regional Bayou Grill. It has as its core the New Orleans cuisine, but then it wants to branch out. The regional part of it is that it wants to feature on its menu the four corners of the U.S. And so you've got Northeastern iconic foods. You've got Western. You know, others have tried this.
It sounds pretty ambitious.
When you open up a restaurant, you got to focus on your cuisine. And each region has different requirements as far as the ingredients and what you've got to stock. And you're right. It's ambitious and it's ill-advised, and they would do better to just focus on one. I'm not sure the one they should focus on is the New Orleans food, because the item that I had there that was just so odd was the jambalaya. Of course, the jambalaya is a rice dish, and you've got andouille sausage and chunks of chicken and spices just kind of mixed in with the rice, and it's all mixed in.
Oh, yeah.
Theirs, not only was it not mixed in, but it wasn't even rice.
What?
So it was orzo pasta, which kind of fools the eye that it's going to be rice.
Mm-hmm, and then not so much the palate.
And then you get that texture that's really, that's pasta. And they just kind of ladled something on top. So it kind of looked more like an etouffee. Now, what regional does well is their breakfast. It's not regional. It's not Bayou. It's just a good deal. And it's good. So
excellent.
Regional Bayou Grill for breakfast. Another place that opened up within the last year is Belle Isle Bayou. I guess if you have a New Orleans restaurant, you really have to throw Bayou into the name to let people know that it's swampy or something.
Because you can't say swampy restaurant.
No.
Just doesn't sound good.
Their jambalaya was good. I liked their jambalaya. And they did a good catfish. Fried, but not greasy. That's the way to do it.
Nice.
We have one other called the Big Easy. And maybe I was wrong. Maybe New Orleans food isn't easy. I think maybe it should be called the Big Hard. It's just not because they just weren't able to pull it off. The etouffee was, it looked great, but the seasoning was missing. It was just a bland pile of food.
No place for bland in New Orleans food.
No. Now I'm all excited about going to New Orleans, so I got to get out of here.
I can't wait to hear about what you ate when you get back.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Scott. Mm.